My mother's ghost scrubs the floor at 2 a.m. Even in death, she scraps the easy path, choosing thorns and rocks over blossoms and a groomed walkway. On hands and knees, scouring the floor with ghost water and a scrub brush made of ancient thistles, her pale figure flares yellow in the kitchen. "Mom, you don't have to do this," I say. "You're dead, and besides, I have a Swiffer in the garage." I could almost hear her humming a Ray Charles song from an album back in the 60s, and I notice that the water in the transparent bucket remains clear and at the same level no matter how often she dips into it. What do you say to one who never replies? We've long splashed through that puddle of contention, and though wary of repetition's erosive qualities, I resort to ritual. Drop a piece of kombu into a pot of water, bring it to a boil, remove it from the heat, sift in a handful of dried bonito flakes and a few drops of soy sauce, stirring it a few times. Then I strain the liquid, spoon in some miso, add chopped green onion and a few cubes of tofu. I ladle this into two black and red lacquer bowls and set them on opposite sides of the table. Hours later, the glow from the kitchen has faded, but I fidget and lie awake, pain pulsing from hip to knee, and wonder if surgery is impending, whether I should hire someone to temporarily mow the grass. How do we reconcile reality with desire? With emotional drought and flood-swollen creeks and the inability to draw together those things we desire most. In the morning, the floor is still dirty and the soup is where I'd left it, at the sharp edge separating table from space. Another stuttering symbol, cold and unappetizing, smelling faintly of fish and muddy water.